Now, DACA is not the only immigration program under attack. Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, has also been dropped for people from a number of countries, including El Salvador. More than 200,000 Salvadorans have lived in the U.S. since a series of earthquakes hit their country back in 2001. But the government now says it's ending TPS for Salvadorans. Amparo Marroquin Parducci studies immigration at the University of Central America in San Salvador. She says for the Salvadorans returning, they will face economic difficulties.
It's really hard to get work here in El Salvador. Our economy depends on remittances, so it's not good for the Salvadoran economy to have the people here back. But I think maybe it's good for the Salvadoran society because we have new skills back to this country, the new skill that Salvadoran bilingual populations can give us.
So I read that the number of people returning, if it is the full number, would be over 200,000. That accounts for about 4% of El Salvador's population. Can El Salvador absorb so many people at once?
I think it would be difficult. And I think the government and Salvadoran society is not prepared for that. And I think a lot of TPS Salvadoran are not thinking to return to El Salvador. I heard that some of them are thinking, for example, to go to Canada and to try new opportunities in another countries, taking advantage that they are English spoken, that they have this education. So they are thinking in Canada, they are thinking in Australia. We have a lot of population in those countries.
And are you also hearing about some of the TPS beneficiaries just staying here in the U.S. under the radar?
Yes, they are going to take this risk and they are going to be in the United States without the documents, without the papers. They maybe lose their jobs, but they think it's better that than return to our country, to El Salvador.
Right. Well, one of the big reasons for that is deep concerns about kids especially getting pulled into the orbit of gang violence in El Salvador. Can you just tell us how real that possibility is?
Well, it's a real possibility. It's now one of the more violent countries. And we have, I think, the same statistical murders than we have when we have civil war here in the 80s.
So, Amparo, you're in El Salvador where you study immigration. But I'm guessing when you heard this Trump announcement about the end of TPS, your reaction was not so academic and probably more personal.
Yes, I have family in the United States. I have family in Canada. I have family in Australia, too. So I was really hopeless. But I always think that when we are hopeless, we need to find hope. We need to find the voices of hope. We have 18 months to look in the Congress what we can do for a new law. I think the announcement is really heartbreaking, but I think that it's a time to try to understand how to continue to defend the rights of the migrants.
Amparo Marroquin studies immigration at the University of Central America in San Salvador. Thank you very much for your thoughts and your time today.
Thank you very much to you.